With the third pick in the 2015 NFL Draft, the Jacksonville Jaguars select Dante Fowler, Jr., defensive end, Florida.
Oh, how long ago or how short ago that felt for some Jags fans, but we'll get into that in a little bit. Welcome back to the Locked On Jaguars podcast. I am your host, Christopher Thornton. You can follow me on Twitter at MistoCristofo, where you'll get the best takes on Twitter. Not really. But you can also, of course, always follow the Locked On Jaguars handle on Twitter, where you can find all of our work from our amazing team, all in one convenient location, as well as on LockedOnJaguars.com. That is where we are putting out all of our articles. We have fantasy articles. We have breaking news articles. I want to say that we were one of the first. We were the first to have that London Brawl article out, and that got a lot of hype around that. But that was last week. This is the bye week. But coming and going today was the NFL trade deadline, and like this episode led off with, Dante Fowler Jr. is no longer a Jaguar. The Jaguars dealt him to the Los Angeles Rams, of all teams, for a 2019 conditional third-round pick. We'll talk about that a little bit later. And a 2020 fifth-round pick. So the Jaguars didn't only get one, they got two draft picks for Dante Fowler Jr., which is way more than I'm sure a lot of people thought. At some point in his career, people were probably thinking, if we could get a fifth round for this guy, I will be content. But they got a third. Granted, it will basically be a fourth round pick because it is a conditional pick from the Rams. And in case you haven't noticed, the Rams are undefeated. So they're likely picking last in this draft if they continue to play strong and maybe win a Super Bowl. But Dante Fowler Jr. is now on the West Coast. He is a part of the Los Angeles Rams. I don't even know if I said St. Louis earlier. I might have said St. Louis, but I apologize. It's the Los Angeles Rams. He is joining a defensive line that is stacked. Having the likes of Ndamukong Suh inside, a former second overall pick, and the one and only Aaron Donald, 13th overall pick in this draft. So now that is three first-round picks on their defensive line, and the Rams only drafted one of them, Aaron Donald. Everybody else has come over this year, and the Rams continue to make moves bolstering that roster, which is already undefeated, as mentioned. But you know what? That doesn't matter, because good teams continue to improve. And although the Jaguars didn't bring anybody in at the trade deadline, they are stacking up on draft capital, which could hopefully be used to turn their future around in the 2019 draft. We don't know how the season is going to finish out. Maybe they have a miraculous run and win six straight. Next thing you know, you're sitting at, what, 10-5? Or, sorry, 9-5. They have three wins, not four. I'm sorry. But that is what the Jaguars are at right now. They, like I said, but they trade Dante Fowler away. They get some value right before the trade deadline ends. This deal came out at about 3:30 with the deadline ending at 4. So there was speculation. Zach had put it out there first on the timeline that Dante likely will be a Ram. But then there was about an hour and a half in limbo where nobody knew what was happening. We were kind of waiting for the Shefties and the Ian Rappaports to drop the reports. And then finally it hit the airwaves. Jacksonville is sending Dante Fowler Jr. to the Los Angeles Rams. It was bittersweet because, I mean, it was sweet because you're getting some draft capital back for a guy. But it's kind of bitter because you drafted this guy third overall in the first round only 4 years ago. And didn't pan out to what you wanted him to be. But best of luck to Dante out in Los Angeles. Hopefully he kills it. I think he will kill it with Wade Phillips and that defense. Granted, that's going to bring a bunch of people coming, or a bunch of Jags fans, like, oh, the Jags, they should have never got rid of Dante Fowler Jr. Arr, 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 arr. Look at all that skill potential. He could have had that here in Jacksonville. Oh, arr, arr, arr. But you know what? Some players just need a fresh new breath of air. Look at Jason Myers. He was absolutely garbage with the Jaguars, just awful. And now look at him with the Jets, one of the best kickers in the league, only behind Josh Lambeau, of course, who is our king. We stand for a king. But Dante's a Ram. That's the biggest headline from today, is that Dante Fowler Jr. is a Ram. And then a report came out today, or after the deadline, that the Jaguars were quote-unquote poking around at quarterbacks at the deadline, which is pretty clickbaity, because when you actually read the article, it actually says this. This is from RotoWorld. It says, according to ESPN's Dan Graziano, the Jaguars, quote, poked around for a quarterback before Tuesday's NFL trade deadline. And then in blue, it says the Jaguars ultimately didn't make a quarterback move, but Graziano mentions teams, but not specifically the Jaguars. Keyword, that phrase right there, key phrase, not specifically the Jaguars. We're inquiring about quarterbacks Ryan Fitzpatrick, Josh McCown, Tyrod Taylor, and Nick Foles. All four of these quarterbacks weren't moved in the end, and Jacksonville remains hopeful that Bortles, who was benched in Week 7, will have more success when Leonard Fournette returns after the bye. So, basically says that the Jaguars poked around for a quarterback, but then in the article says not specifically the Jaguars were mentioned. So, which one is it? I think that's just somebody trying to get some free clicks after a somewhat dry deadline for the Jaguars. Granted, they made one big move, but they didn't acquire a quarterback. They didn't make a change at quarterback. We haven't announced. We don't know who's going to play quarterback against the Colts coming out of the bye. But, I mean, out of those four names, I don't want Ryan Fitzmagic. And Josh McCown, I mean, he was great for the Jets last year in a start, but he's not the answer. Tyrod Taylor, we've had some discussion about that. Sending him to Cleveland, or sending Blake to Cleveland for Tyrod, and they eat Blake's cap and whatnot. And then Nick Foles, the Super Bowl, the defending Super Bowl champion. And then speaking of the Eagles, Golden Tate is now an Eagle, so the rise of the Eagles might be again. They get their confidence back after beating the Jags in London. I guess I could just go around the NFL real quick. Demaryius Thomas is a Houston Texan, so that will directly affect your Jaguars. We can talk about that a little bit, maybe next time we go against the Texans. Clinton Dix of the Packers was sent to the Redskins. And Ty Montgomery, the running back that fumbled on a kickoff to rob us all of an Aaron Rodgers two-minute drill to win the game against the undefeated Rams. He got axed. He got shipped to the Ravens for a seventh-round pick, I think, in 2020. So he basically got traded for a bologna sandwich. And that's just about it. And then Golden Tate to Philly. That's pretty much all the trades that happened today at the deadline. I might be missing one, but I mean, it's more eventful than what other trade deadlines had. I mean, some deadlines, you don't get anything. And then this deadline, boom, five decently big trades go out. So that was fun. It was fun to see the Jaguars actually do something, because it seems like they like to not do things in this scenario. But that's three trades this year, guys. We traded for Cody Kessler, we traded for Carlos Hyde, and we traded away Dante Fowler Jr. I'd say that's pretty eventful for a Jaguars season so far. But coming up, coming up, I don't know what we got to do. I mean, of course I know what we're going to do. You guys, I'm just keeping you guys on your toes. But seriously, when we come back after the break, we can see what the long-term plan is with this trade about Dante Fowler Jr. and how this can affect the Jaguars moving forward. We all love a night out, whether it's seeing our favorite band in person or being there in the crowd to cheer on our favorite team. With Vivid Seats, you can attend the concert, show, or sporting event of your choice at a great price. Vivid Seats is the top source for tickets for all the live events you want to go to. You can sort by price or look for seats in the section and row of your choice. To make things even better, Vivid Seats is giving listeners an exclusive promo code for new customers to receive $20 off orders of $200 or more to save even more money. Go to the App Store or Google Play Store and download the Vivid Seats app. Use promo code LOCKEDON for $20 off orders of $200 or more as a new customer of Vivid Seats. Every purchase is backed by a 100% buyer guarantee. From the biggest concerts and games to the hottest theater and more, Vivid Seats has it all. Download the app and enter promo code LOCKEDON for $20 off orders of $200 or more as a new customer of Vivid Seats. Make a memory that lasts a lifetime and let Vivid Seats help you get to your favorite live event. Isn't it crazy how much we pay for new brand name clothes? Why do we buy new kids' clothes if they just outgrow them in a few months? Wouldn't it be great if there was a place to discover awesome discounts on gently used clothes? There is Swap.com, the world's largest consignment and thrift store. Stop driving to store after store and sifting through racks. Easily sift through millions of clothes in seconds on swap.com with easy-to-use filters to find just what you need. Over 14 million tons of textiles are wasted each year. Shopping secondhand at swap.com helps prevent textile waste from polluting the environment, which is something you can feel good about. Swap.com is the world's largest online consignment thrift store. With swap.com, you can save up to 90% off retail price off your favorite brands like Lululemon, Carter's, Nike, J.Crew, and Gap. Quality hand-inspected items are added daily. If something doesn't fit, enjoy hassle-free returns within 30 days. Special offer to our listeners. Get 35% off select items with your first order with the promo code LOCKEDON. Plus, find new deals every day on swap.com's homepage. That's swap.com, promo code LOCKEDON. Dante Fowler Jr. no longer a Jag. The Jags trading him for a third-round pick and a fifth-round pick and a conditional third-round pick in the 2019 draft and a 2020 fifth-round pick. What does this mean? How does this affect the Jaguars? Are the Jaguars tanking? Are the Jaguars still in win-now mode? What can the Jaguars do? There's a lot of questions to be answered. We're going to talk about the long-term answer. The Jaguars now have seven selections again in the 2019 draft. They have their first-round selection, which is the ninth overall pick right now. They have a second-round pick, which is the 40th overall pick right now. They have their third-round pick, which is their own. That is the 71st pick in the draft. Then they have their conditional pick that they got from the Rams, which I estimate to be around the 99th pick in the third round. So you got two third-rounders. In the fourth round, you have the 106th pick. The sixth round, you got the 168th pick. And in the seventh round, you got the 199th pick. So, seven picks, four in the first three rounds. That's pretty good. This draft class is absolutely stacked with offensive line, tight end, and wide receiver talent. And I tell you what, those are three of the four major positions the Jaguars have to draft. Ain't that exciting? Yes, it is, lower voice Chris, because the Jags need to do stuff offensively. The defense is there, granted. They need a new defensive coordinator. They need a new leader. They need somebody to lead them into battle because they look pretty good in London, but I miss the 2017 Jaguars. I miss being able to know that they'll come out and probably get a pick six. They'll probably outscore our offense. And this year, they've done that just once. One Miles Jack pick six in New York. To basically seal their first win. Then, they come back home against the Patriots, get their second win. You're like, man, this team seems pretty good. Then, they only score 6 points against the Jets, which was sad. Or sorry, not the Jets, the Titans. Then, they come back, the old Doug Marone going for two while up by over two scores against the Jets, winning 31-12. You're like, yep, the Jaguars are back. They just can't beat those damn Titans. And then they go to Kansas City. It's not pretty. They get shut out in the first half. They score some garbage time points and lose to the Chiefs, the red hot Mahomes. Then you're like, all right, Chiefs best team in the NFL at the time. What are we going to do now? Go to Dallas. Everybody sees that as a rebound game. There's a Bold City Brigade trip. Everybody goes out to Dallas. It's going to be a good time. The Jaguars are wearing teal and black, black jerseys, teal pants. Everybody's ready to go. They get absolutely boat raced by the Cowboys. I mean, they get shut out in the first half again. It was unbelievable. Disgusting, even. It's like, well, great. This team's lost two in a row. Calais Campbell said good teams don't lose two in a row, and next thing you know, you've lost two in a row. Then you come back home against the Houston Texans, and you're like, man, how can it get worse? We just got curb stomped by the Chiefs, and we just got absolutely boat raced by the Cowboys. I don't know what we're going to do here. Maybe we got to beat Deshaun Watson and the Texans, who Deshaun Watson has a punctured lung. He can't even fly to Jacksonville. He takes a Greyhound bus for 19 hours from Houston, Texas to Jacksonville, Florida. And we're like, man, Jacksonville's going to be back today. This man can't even breathe right. How is he going to play quarterback? Lose to the Texans. Get shut out in the first half again. Blake Bortles gets benched. Cody Kessel comes in, leads a touchdown drive, and almost another till. An interception off TJ Yeldon's hands. Damn. Three in a row. Just gone. Next thing you know, you have a losing record. You're 3-4. The once mighty Jaguars, the AFC favorites at one point, are down in the dumps. So then you fly across the pond. London, where it's your safe haven. It's your home away from home, and maybe your soon home in the future, according to some people in the national media and Jaguars fans all around. London, facing the defending Super Bowl champion Eagles and Mike Kay, formerly of the Jacksonville Jaguars media team. Miss you, Mike. Go to London. You score first half points. It's something Jaguars fans haven't seen in 4 weeks. Josh Lambeau nails a 50-yard field goal. Then you come back, nails another 57-yard field goal. You're like, man, Lambeau's firing all cylinders. There's absolutely no way we can lose this game. Narrator voice, they lost. Absolutely disappointing. Just makes me sick. Now the Jags go into the bye week at 3-5. And what do? They trade Dante Fowler Jr. We are full circle in this conversation, folks. We are basically where I just started this entire podcast. But you know what? It was all for a plan because we're thinking about the long-term picture. What does this all mean? What are the Jaguars doing? I don't want to say the Jaguars are tanking because Doug Marrone doesn't have that mentality. But I assure you what, Dave Caldwell, Tom Coughlin, Doug Marrone, they're all like, man, if we lose this season, we might as well recoup something out of it. And they did. They get rid of their backup defensive end, Dante Fowler Jr., to get draft picks for the future. And tell you what, I tweeted this out. The Jaguars were looking for 2 third-round picks for Dante Fowler Jr. You want to know why? Because Dave Caldwell knows he can't hit in the first 2 rounds. Granted, the 2016 draft, he did get Miles Jack and Jalen Ramsey, but they were basically handed to him. He only had to trade up like 3 spots to get Miles Jack. But look at all his other first and second-round picks. Not great. TJ Yeldon's panning out to be somewhat great or a somewhat good pick, but you know what? He's not even going to be in here beyond this season. At least I don't think. He would be the consolation prize for Le'Veon Bell. So then, you look at the just busts of first-round picks. Luke Jokel, Blake Bortles, Dante Fowler, Leonard Fournette. It's pretty abysmal. So what did he do? Let's get later-round picks. I'm really good at depth and value. I can't hit the when it matters. So what does this mean? It means Dave Caldwell has a plan. Whether he's the GM next year or somebody else, there's going to be some ammo maybe to move up. You now have 4 picks in the first 2 days. You can use that ammo to move up in the first round if you need to. Granted, you're picking 9 right now. And there's not really a whole lot of quarterbacks that you might want. But there might be an O-lineman that you want. Granted that you get a good one. Because Cam Robinson, he's gone. He's hurt. Luke Jokel, he sucked. You have to redeem yourself, Dave Caldwell. You have to make do. You have to make right. And we'll talk about that later. Later in the season. I haven't even dove into O-line products yet. College football's not even over. We just got the first college football playoff rankings. But man, I tell you what, this NFL season is flying by. You guys thought the offseason was slow? This season's flying by. We're already going into week 9. Sucks, isn't it? You wait all these months and it feels like an eternity for football. Bam! The draft. Bam! Training camp. Bam! Preseason. Bam! Already in the bye week. Wait, what? That's how fast it happens. Life comes at you just like that. And I tell you what. I don't know what the Jaguars are going to do. Nobody does. If we knew, they'd probably be way better. Because that means they're probably listening to what Draft Twitter was saying and what Jaguars Twitter was saying. And man, we'd probably have a really good team right now. Instead of Leonard Fournette, we'd have Deshaun Watson right now. Maybe he still tears his ACL. Maybe he has a punctured lung. But I tell you what, he's better than Blake Bortles right now. And I know this pod just sounds like I'm rambling on. And I might be. But you know what? You're still probably listening. And for that, I am grateful. But I don't know. It's nice to know the Jaguars have some extra picks. It seems like we're always giving away picks, and now we're finally getting some back. And nothing like a conditional 7th-round pick like we did for Luke Bowenko, but a pick of significant value. Getting almost not return on investment, but some of your value back for Dante Fowler Jr. You might have not got the 3rd overall pick that you spent on him back, but you did get a 3rd of some sort. third round pick. And you know what? Like I said, this draft is so deep so far in positions that the Jaguars need. I really hope they use this pick on something that they do need. Not a Dwayne Smoot or Dewane Smoot. I'm sorry I butchered your name. But you haven't played this year. And if you have, I don't remember it. So far, that's been pretty disappointing. We could have had a guy like, I don't know, Derek Rivers. He hasn't really played a lot for New England yet, but man, probably would have been active here in Jacksonville. Guess that's the name of the game, I guess. But I don't know. It's just a whole lot of stuff going on. I wish I had some questions to read from you guys. There's a new Twitter account on Jags Twitter. It looks pretty funny. It's called Jags Cold Takes. It's already exposed Goodall. Zach can't even be here to defend himself, and it's exposed Demetrius. It's exposed a bunch of Dante Fowler stands. It's great. I mean, it's like old takes exposed, but for the Jags, I actually know these takes. I know these people. And it's funny to see them get exposed. People are probably deleting their tweets right now because they don't want to be exposed. I had to pre-expose myself because I didn't want some nerd behind a computer exposing me. Yeah, whoever runs that Jags Cold Takes account, you're a big old nerd. But I respect it. I respect the game. Respect the process. And that's what Jaguars fans should do with the Jaguars. Respect the process. It looks rough now. But you know what? Cleveland Browns fans thought there was no light at the end of the tunnel. And guess what? A Baker Mayfield-shaped face light appeared at the end of the tunnel. But then it was covered by a darkness of Hugh Jackson. And you know what happened? Hugh Jackson went away. Whew. Now it's just Baker Mayfield and sunshines. And you know what? They have an offensive coordinator. And his name is Kitchens. Baker in the Kitchens? That's going to be a fantastic offense. But you know what they're not going to be making? They're not going to be making turnovers. That's what they're not going to be doing. But this isn't a Browns podcast. This is a Jaguars podcast. And we're here to talk about the Jaguars. So, what can the Jaguars do? Long-term plan. Let's dive into the offseason. Let's say the Jags finish 6-10. You know, they get three more wins. They pick 12th in the draft. 12th, 13th in the draft. Where are they going? I think O-line. You got to replace AJ Cann. He is awful right now. Let up 7 pressures against the Eagles. And then you better hope Cam Robinson comes back because Josh Walker ain't it. He's let up 10 pressures against the Eagles. I say start Eric Flowers. What do you have to lose? But that's just my take on it. But you still got to get some interior. You got to get a... Because, man, Andrew Norwell and Brandon Linder have been playing pretty well the last few weeks. And you can beef up that right guard's position too, and you have a strong inside, and you just have competent tackles. That's all you need is competency. Man, you have a damn good O-line. So, that's one thing. Maybe you got to bench or get rid of Barry Church this offseason. Ronnie Harrison is the answer. That kid's been playing. He's been playing lights out, man. And that's just something that I'm looking forward to. You got to extend Josh Lambeau. Give him all the money that he wants. You can't go out with another competent kicker. Kickers are hard to find. Grant, like, college has like one good one every year. And somehow you got to find these like Australian rugby kickers to be something else. Or you pull Josh Lambeau, who's a former U.S. men's soccer team soccer player. Now he's kicking field goals for you. So, I mean, that's just the whole thing. So much unpredictability. But you know what? The Jaguars are helping them out by giving them more chances. Grant, sure, the lottery is hard to win. Odds aren't against your favor, but if you buy a few more tickets, that doesn't increase your odds. But you know what? Let's say there's a big wheel and there's 4 turns and you spin the wheel once and you make a draft or you make a pick. Next thing you know, bam, now there's only 3 spots. You spin that wheel again, you have a bigger chance of hitting what you want. That's what the draft basically is. A lot of ammo means you have a higher chance of hitting on somebody. I don't know what the odds are in that. 1 in 256, I guess, because that's how many picks are plus comps. That's all it is. You're giving yourself more ammo to make this team better. And I'm sure we'll talk about that later. And this podcast, I know, hasn't gone like most Locked On Jaguars podcasts. I've been kind of just rambling, talking to the people. I wish you guys could talk back. But you know what? This has been an episode of Locked On Jaguars, and I've been your host, Christopher Thornton. You can follow me on Twitter, at MrChristopho. If you love this pod and you want to just send some discussion my way, let's talk. If you absolutely hated this pod, let me know. I won't ever do this again. But be sure to follow the Locked On Jaguars handle, at Locked On Jaguars, And be sure to leave us a rating and review on iTunes or wherever you can leave reviews. We'd surely appreciate it if you enjoy the show and let us know. And let us know what we can do better. Be sure to subscribe to us on Spotify, Apple Podcast, the Google Play Store, Stitcher, Megaphone FM. Wherever you can find podcasts, we're probably there. Be sure to subscribe so you never miss an episode. And with that being said, we'll catch up with you guys later.